Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, April 8, 2026 edition. U.S. Senate on the Democrat side is shaping up to be very, very, very interesting. Yesterday's show, we talked about not one, but two new PACs supporting Republican candidate Mike Rogers. One group, $45 million worth of TV advertising buys. The other one, $15 million. I started seeing the ad running last night during the Tiger baseball game. And by the way, Tarek Skubal had one bad inning, gave up four runs, and the Tigers lost. Cold weather in Minnesota. One more night game. Thursday, they'll play tomorrow in the afternoon. And then coming home back to Detroit. Supposed to be in the 60s this weekend at Comerica Park. Well, on the Democrat side, one of the candidates, Abdul El Sayed, he is a Muslim, and he is running to win the U.S. Senate seat here in the state of Michigan and be the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Senate. Well, he made an announcement last month that he was going to be holding rallies on the two biggest college campuses with the controversial leftist website streamer Hassan Piker, which spurred weeks of furious hand-wringing by the Democratic Party. Among all of their concerns, one was perhaps the most pressing. Will he out and out announce a populist progressive message that counts on youth enthusiasm as being a winning strategy to win this year's midterm election here in Michigan? El Sayed had a very matter-of-fact answer to the quandary directly following one of the rallies on Tuesday. If perfectly inoffensive won elections, then President Donald Trump would never have been elected president. I think people are looking for honest, direct, and specific. And that's exactly what I'm going to be with the public. El Sayed's announcement 2 weeks ago of the campus rallies with Piker, who is a staunch critic of President Donald Trump and the United States' support for Israel, who have some accusing him of pushing anti-Semitism, prompted rebukes from his Democratic primary competitors. It spurred backlash from some Jewish groups and even garnered national media attention. But since then, El Sayed has defended the choice, arguing that while he may not agree with everything Piker has said, politicians have an obligation to speak the truth to the widest group of people possible, and that by tapping into Piker's massive and mostly young audience is one means to do that. Inside, the crowd at the Michigan State University's Anthony Hall responded enthusiastically to El-Sayed and Piker's blunt condemnations of Trump's war on Iran. They framed the conflict as one that the United States was pulled into the war by Israel. And now with rising prices on gasoline and oil, it's costing taxpayers more money at the pump that could otherwise go toward building a social safety net and or helping them get through college. Foreign policy is directly related to domestic policy, because every single dollar that is spent on a bomb that blows up a school overseas is dollars stolen from you. The tall, broad-shouldered Piker said, drawing applause from the young college students. He continued, all of our tax revenue that is supposed to be spent on potholes, on bridges, here in the United States and the state of Michigan, is now being spent blowing up bridges in Iran. That is real theft, stealing your money, and we say enough is enough. Well, interesting, because just after the event, 6:30 p.m. yesterday, President Trump announced on Truth Social that he agreed to suspend the bombing and the attack that was planned for a period of 2 weeks. After the Islamic Republic of Iran agreed to complete immediate and safe opening of the Straits of Hormuz and agreed to a double-sided ceasefire. President Trump had given him an 8 p.m. deadline last night, pushing it right up to an hour and a half before the bombs were going to start. They struck a deal. President Trump giving them 2 weeks to iron out an agreement. Well, El-Sayed also appeared at the University of Michigan with Piker, advancing the populist theme at the very start of his remarks, using the tried and true call and response method. After introducing himself, he shouted, I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Why? Because we're going to get money out of politics. The crowd shouted back, taking a cue from the campaign slogan displayed on projectors behind him. El-Sayed prompted the crowd by starting it, saying, get money in your pockets. And then he asked the question, Medicare for all? Which then the crowd was prompted to say, Medicare for all. He repeated the refrain once more before quipping, my job is done. That was basically his entire campaign speech. He did, however, continue to talk about supporting the abolishment of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He also talked up his work when he was a health official in Detroit in Wayne County. And he then railed against the influence of special interests and corporations into the political system. Well, among the attendees at Michigan State University, Dylan Hall, who graduated from MSU with a degree from the public policy-focused James Madison College last year, standing in line for the rally next to his girlfriend, he said that coming across Piker's content on the streaming platform twitch. He found it when he was a senior in high school. And he said Piker's podcast actually spurred an interest in politics. It changed my mind and my whole psyche as to what I wanted to do in my career. Adding that he finds the streamer's brash style to be entertaining and fun when he screams and chatters. Also, he thinks that the figures like Piker, given their wide online reach, will have a critical role to play in getting more voters to the Democratic Party. Paul, the student graduate, said, "I think you should talk to everybody." And along those lines, Piker's good looks don't hurt either, he suggested. A lot of young women are following him as well. A lot of people think like he's handsome. Here's this hot guy, and I'm sure that he helps with some of our demographics. Paul noted that El Sayed's alignment with Piker presents optics issues for the Democratic Party, given the streamer's rhetoric against Israel. Why is that a problem? A lot of Democrat voters are Jewish. They support Israel. And it's going to be a problem because El Sayed seemed to implicitly address those concerns during his rally, tying his quote-unquote reverence for the Jewish people to his opposition to support the Israeli war on Gaza. Really? You're a Muslim. You're going to actually try to claim that you support Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip? I'm not buying it, El Sayed. Well, after touting that he's the only candidate in the race that is not supported by the Israel lobby, I'll be absolutely clear. All of us love and revere our Jewish neighbors. The audience applauded. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to finish up this story with the Muslim candidate Abdul El Sayed running for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. One of the students at the Michigan State University event, Yuthra Pulvarvardi, an MSU senior, said that she's supporting El Sayed and will be voting for him in the August 4th primary. Among other things, his position on Israel. She theorized that former Vice President Kamala Harris may have lost to Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election because she would not make a clear stance or position on the Israel issue, especially with everything that's going on right now, like we are at war and it's escalated and it's going to continue if we don't stand up, speak out, and make a very clear stance against it. We don't support Israel. She continued, I think that message would resonate with a lot more younger voters. People standing up, speaking up, and clearly saying, we don't support Israel, rather than trying to play both sides. It's time that we break away from supporting Israel in the Middle East, end quote, said the student. You know what? I hope and pray that Abdul El Sayed wins the Democratic nomination. I hope he becomes their candidate. I would love to see Mike Rogers, with all of his experience on national intelligence committees back when he was a congressman, I would love to see him debate the Muslim Abdul El Sayed. So you young people out there at these college campuses, you register to vote. You make darn sure you're registered to vote, and you make sure you get out and vote in the August 4th primary for Abdul El Sayed. Absolutely, he's your guy. Let Mallory Morrow and U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens fight over the other Democrat votes, split the vote by the base, and you young people, by God, you get your guy elected. Absolutely. You get him to be your nominee. Because in 2 weeks, if not sooner, this war in Iran is going to be over. They're already seeing in the futures market this morning, oil closed yesterday at $114 a barrel. I checked it this morning before going on the air. Oil futures at 6:30 till about 7 o'clock this morning was showing oil at $98. It's already dropped $16 a barrel in one night. President Trump made the post on Truth Social, folks, at 6:30 p.m. 6:30 this morning, it already dropped $16 a barrel. I'll be monitoring the stock market here at the break. I'm watching oil. I'm watching oil very closely. On the global market, has nothing to do with us here in the United States other than we participate in that global market. And personally, I think Donald Trump should take us completely out of the global world market and put the United States oil industry on its own standard. Not trading with world oil. We should be our own oil standard in the stock market. You can buy American-made oil, or you can deal with the global market. Now, OPEC and the Saudis and everybody else in the Middle East would not like that. That's the only reason Donald Trump's not doing it. But he's already said, we don't use Iran's oil. You know who uses it? China. 80% of their oil comes from Iran in China. And you know who else uses it? Europe. That's why President Macron of France did not want to get involved in the war against Iran. Why? Because that's where they get their oil. Well, Europe, China, you keep trying to get your oil from Iran. You go right ahead. We are going to use our oil for us here in the United States and other countries that want to have a friendly relationship with us. And oh, by the way, in the United Nations yesterday, Russia and China voted against the other countries of the world to open up the Straits of Hormuz. Interesting. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan.